Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios. Good morning. Today is Friday, August 14th, and you are listening to Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Red Hawk McPherson, and that right there is my producer, engineer, co-host, and overall just good friend, Rich Casanova.
You're pointing at me. I have to remind you, it's radio, Red Hawk.
It is radio, but letting everybody know that you'll be pointing us in the right direction and keeping us on track here today for another episode of Georgia Business Radio.
Good save there, yeah. So, we are in the Buckhead studio. Excited. You have some great guests here joining you this morning for Georgia Business Radio. And you've been doing some traveling recently for corporate. You were down at the beach, right?
That's right. Spent some time in Pensacola last week for the second installment of Pensacola Business Radio. Had a great turnout. Had over 20 interviews and four episodes that we did down there, and looking forward to going back again.
So they're not calling it beach radio?
Well, that's a great idea, though. We should start calling it that.
I think we'll stick to business. So
yes,
yeah,
we should.
And speaking of that, let's say hi to your guests. Who's joining you here in the studio?
Well, today we have two fabulous guests who are going to be talking business and how they're serving their market and their community and their profession. I'd first like to introduce President and COO of Medivax, Patrick Kuhlman. Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. What are you guys doing over there at Medivax?
Well, we're an Atlanta-based medical technology company right here in Atlanta, and we're a technology aggregator both for products that are existing in the marketplace as well as products that that we're developing. So we're really focused on delivering high quality medical care in a cost effective way. That's really our mission.
Okay, and you're based here in Atlanta.
That's correct.
And how long has the company been around?
The company was established in 2013. We actually took it public on December 19th, 2014. So we're traded on NASDAQ as well. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, we'll look forward to hearing more details about that, the ins and outs, how you're out there changing the world, and we'll get to you in just a moment. Well, let's turn our attention over here to founder and president of Concealed Carry, Leslie Dietz. Good morning, Leslie.
Hey, Ryan.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good. Well, we'll tell you a little bit about Concealed Carry. With function and fashion in mind, Concealed Carry developed and designed the entire collection of handbags with practical features that include a separate concealed carry compartment that securely conceals the handgun in a safe yet accessible manner. The removable and adjustable holsters are included and allows users to adapt their personal preference in directional and draw. Several styles also offer cross-body solution with the use of removable and adjustable shoulder straps. And all of the concealed carry purses include concealed carry keychain and distinctive fashion tassel. All right, so tell us, how did all this get started?
Well, Ryan, as you know, my family owns Sharpshooters USA up in Roswell, which is an indoor shooting range and training facility, because you spend a lot of time there yourself.
That's right. Full disclosure for our listeners, I do work there part-time and have been there about 2.5 years, and it's a great indoor training facility and a great place to learn whether you're a first-time shooter or you're an experienced shooter and you're looking to take it to the next level.
Exactly. Right. And we've been open, we're going on 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And about 2 years into it, as being one of the owners, I was trying to stock our shelves with products that catered to women, and found that our selection was limited at best. Most of it was either military or law enforcement based or just plain tacky. And so I thought, I don't want anything tacky in my store. So we need to do something about that. And I walked into my own closet and thought, well, why can't they look like a Coach bag or a Michael Kors? Why does it have to tell everybody your business? Why can't it enhance your wardrobe while empowering you to carry a concealed weapon?
Yeah. And so did you find there was no one else doing this kind of fashion and concealed carry all in one out there?
That's exactly right. There were some out there, like I said, that were just less desirable, a little more Unitarian as far as the design goes. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything out there that was fashion forward. So started doing the design work. And Concealed Carry was born.
How about that? Do you have an entrepreneurial background at all? Is this your first venture into business?
Well, I've worked for myself for years on some levels as consulting. I was in 13 years consulting as a telecommunications consultant. I've done design work as far as homes and commercial. I studied design and architecture in school, so I guess that design aspect's in my blood. I come from an entrepreneurial background. My father's a developer. Mm-hmm. Tom is my husband's ex-law enforcement, so the three of us kind of came up with the idea of the range. And then the design aspect of concealed carry came from probably my background.
I have to say, before Sharpshooters opened, there wasn't a lot of indoor training facilities and firing ranges in the area. Mm-hmm. Now, 5 years later, it seems like they're popping up everywhere. But Sharpshooters is still at the top of the heap as far as the showroom, the facilities, the range ventilation, all of that. So you guys must be doing something right over there.
Well, we wanted an environment that was a little less testosterone-based.
Yeah.
Female and family friendly, and I think we achieved that.
I think so. So let's talk about the development of concealed carry. So mm-hmm. you first had the idea, then you had to sit down and start designing these handbags and such. And how long did that take?
Well, I looked at what today's more current styles were, what people were carrying. I went to Nordstrom. I went to some of the higher end retail stores and just emulated what they had on their shelves. Then designed it so it had that separate compartment that you mentioned. All of our products are ambidextrous, so we've thought of your right-handed and left-handed shooters. And we're even now working on non-lethal options because there's a lot of people out there who are either A, not comfortable with a firearm, mm-hmm. or in a situation like a school campus or other locations where you can't carry a lethal weapon. But you could carry a taser. You could mm-hmm. carry pepper spray. So I'm partnering with those, with Saber, who's the manufacturer of pepper spray, of course, and Taser to manufacture and design holsters that will accommodate their products. So you can use our products in all aspects, whether you're be on a college campus, because statistics show that 1 in 5 women will be the victim of a personal attack on a college campus.
Really?
Yes.
That's not good.
That's not good.
No.
And they can't carry a firearm. They can't carry a taser. So it leaves them unprotected and unsecured. Right. Now, in 2016, when we roll out the non-lethal aspect of concealed carry, those girls can be protected.
That's good. And it's just good practice to be ready, mm-hmm. to be prepared, educate yourself, and to think that it may never happen to you is kind of just putting your head in the sand a little bit and hoping that it doesn't happen. And it's better to be prepared and it not happen than to it happen and not be prepared. So I was looking at the website. You do have lots of different styles, mm-hmm. from small handbags to large, different colors. Talk a little bit about, you know, the design and evolution of all that.
Right. Well, we try to accommodate all different body types. We listen to our customers. I've had some women who, for whatever reason, might have back problems. They can't carry a larger handbag, a full leather handbag, so they ask for something lighter weight. We introduce something in a microfiber with leather trim that allows them to carry, and it's a little lighter weight, doesn't put the strain on their back or shoulders. We've also had those women who can't afford a $300 handbag. So we've come out with a line called Casual Carry, which is a synthetic line. And the price point then, instead of ranging in the $150 to $300 range, it's in the $100 to $150 range. So we're trying to hit a wider demographic just mm-hmm. so that everyone has the opportunity to stay protected.
Oh, yeah, that totally makes sense. Something out there for everyone and their budget, mm-hmm. And also being able to conceal your firearm and be fashion forward with all that. So
exactly.
You've had good feedback from everyone, and the market's received this design pretty good?
We have. I mean, first of all, everybody loves the name.
Yes.
And the play on words.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
I get called Carrie, which I did this morning, by the way.
I raised my hand. I'm guilty of that. Good morning, Carrie. She's like, no, that's my company. Yeah.
That happens all the time.
That is a clever play on words. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Couldn't go with concealed Leslie.
It doesn't have the same ring. So that's been fun, and everyone's loved the logo. Mm-hmm. We are now expanding, like I said, to the non-lethal aspect. I designed an athletic shirt. I know you're a runner. You and I
yep.
have run against each other
yep.
in a little 5K in Alpharetta.
Yes. Who won that run?
He left me in the dust. Like I said, Ryan.
I think Mandy beat us all, though.
That's right. Yeah, she's in it to win it.
Yeah, she doesn't lose.
The Silver Comet Trails. Look mm-hmm. at all the people who've been attacked and that awful experience that poor woman had who was
yeah.
attacked and beaten so severely about a year or so ago. I've designed an athletic shirt so that you can get out there and cycle and hike and bike and trail and protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It has an integrated pocket, again, ambidextrous on the right and left-hand side, where you can either carry a pistol, you can carry your taser, you can carry your pepper spray. The back has wicking fabric, so it pulls moisture away. As a runner, you'll appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And we have a drawstring at the waist, so it adjusts and controls any of that shifting that can occur.
No, I think that's something men need, too. I mean, if you're running alone, it's dusk, you're out there in the wilderness, there's no reason not to have protection for yourself. And you're right, these days there's not any clothing that you can wear, athletic type clothing that has combinations for your firearm or your personal defense item, whatever it may be. So definitely a very, very good idea there. We're talking with Leslie Dietz. She is founder and CEO of Concealed Carry. You can go to her website, concealedcarry.com, to learn more about that. Or you can find them on social media, Facebook, Twitter. Although on Twitter, it's not at Concealed Carry. I was noticing that it's at Firearms Fashion.
Right, right.
So that handle wasn't available?
Well, I think that was our tagline is Firearms Fashion and Fabulous.
Okay.
So I think that's where the Twitter tagline came from, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So other than the website, where can people find these products?
Well, we're located in retail stores all over the country. There's a link on our webpage that is by state, and it will list those for you. Mm-hmm. We are selling currently in 116 Gander Mountain stores.
Nice.
So we're excited about
that.
That's
a big retailer.
It is.
Yes.
We are really excited about that. We've been talking to other retailers such as Cabela's, Shields, mm-hmm. which is up in the Northeast. Yep. We'll be working with them in 2016. And I think Dunham's is going to test us later this year.
That's great. So you can go to the website and find out what state you're located in and see what local retailer may mm-hmm. be carrying your product line. Also, you can get all these products online and get a good look at them and the pricing and the description about each
Absolutely.
One of them.
You just go to concealedcarry.com. All of our products are listed. There's video with each product so that it better describes all the design components, walks you through how they all work, if you have any questions. And, of course, you can always just email us at info@ we hope, mm-hmm. and place your order.
Very good. Whether it's a single order or you're a retailer and want to place a large order.
Exactly.
For your store there.
The larger, the better.
Have you ever been out to dinner or out somewhere on town and seen someone carrying your product?
I have, and the funny thing is, one time I was at the Verizon Amphitheater at a concert, mm-hmm. and I had this woman come up to me. Her arms were up in the air. She goes, "Oh my God, it's concealed carry!" So I have a groupie. One. And she was at the concert.
Was that the Kenny G concert? They get pretty rowdy at that concert, right?
No, that's right. So you have seen it out there, people,
right.
and somebody recognized you.
Yeah, my whole fan base of one.
Yeah,
yeah, so it's pretty exciting.
That's great. Now,
is that what they say, an army of one?
Something like that. So now I have to ask you this, too. If you could get one celebrity out there to use your product or promote your product,
boy.
Who would you like to be wearing concealed carry product?
Besides Ryan Redhawk McPherson.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm not going to carry a pocketbook, Rich. I mean, you might want to.
No, I think you just want celebrities.
No, well, a celebrity out there, famous Hollywood's, actress or maybe a musician or somebody.
Yeah. Well, I think just because of the following and all of the media, if I could get one on Kim Kardashian, I'd probably be set.
That's a good idea.
I don't see her carrying a firearm or the need to, considering she's married, and has all of her bodyguards who do that for her.
No, but you're right. If she is seen just carrying it once by all those paparazzis, all of a sudden your profile goes through the roof, right?
Plus, the way her clothing is kind of hard to conceal it on her.
That's right. It would need to be in a handbag because there's no other place to put it. I don't know. Maybe like a Miranda Lambert or somebody like
that's
that.
That's right.
Country music singer would be great.
Right. Yeah, she's
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, a country music star certainly would create a high profile there. So we'll work on that, getting a musician or somebody out there to start endorsing your product. We'll get our crack research department on there to help you out, Rich.
I'm rolled up the sleeves right now. I'm getting to work on this. Yeah. By the end of the show, we'll guarantee we'll have
He's
a celebrity.
Rolling up his sleeves at the thought of Kim Kardashian, right?
That's the least thing whatever.
Well, you have a wide variety of styles. You have a wide variety of prices, something that it can accommodate anyone. I also see you have computer carry bags, some smaller, hand-sized bags. So mm-hmm. something for everyone really is available at Concealed Carry.
And we're working on a little tablet case that will hold a tablet, your firearm, your personal information, your currency, your identification, all in one place.
Mm-hmm. Really, the idea of Concealed Carry is to carry a firearm without anyone knowing.
Exactly.
And you're right. A lot of these guys out there carry a bag particularly that just screams, "I've got a gun."
Exactly.
Right? And then what's the point of having this bag, even a military bag, So it's great that we even at Sharpshooters, you see that there are some of these guys are buying these bags now that just look like an ordinary backpack or an ordinary computer case. Mm-hmm. And if they are going to work on the MARTA train or maybe they're driving around town, you can carry a firearm and not have everyone just know right away based on your bag and what it looks
right.
like.
Right, and most women aren't comfortable with body holsters, mm-hmm. Whereas men are. You know, they can carry inside the waistband and things like that. But most of our clothing, if you're wearing a skirt or a dress or shorts, it just doesn't accommodate any sort of on-body carry. So off-the-body carry is your best solution.
No, you're right. And just make sure you keep your handbag with you at all times.
Exactly.
Don't leave it unattended.
Well, always know where your firearm or your weapon is.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, keep yourself safe and keep others safe as well. And, you know, with so many more people educating themselves out there and firearms becoming a little more mainstream, I think, I think we'll see more people adopting this, the need for carrying as the world grows. And so concealed carry is a great option for the ladies out there to look good, feel safe, and be out there and protecting themselves. So
it's all about empowerment.
That's very good. So you mentioned in the future, 2016, you're going to be offering the non-lethal options for concealed carry, as well as some new designs coming on board. What else is in the future for you guys?
Oh, well, we hope to continue to grow, you know, as far as products go. I think the clothing is another aspect that we'd like to spend more time on. Right now, we're just trying to keep up.
That's good. So business is good. So very good. Well, thank you for joining us here today on Business Radio X in the Georgia Business Radio Show.
And Rich Casanova here, producer, engineer. Just want to remind our listeners, you're listening to Georgia Business Radio. I've got some great questions for Leslie, but I'm going to save that maybe for the roundtable because I know you have another guest here waiting, anxious to get to the mic. But I want to remind again our listeners, you're listening to Georgia Business Radio from Atlanta to Savannah and back again. Ryan Redhawk McPherson interviewing industry thought leaders and business icons throughout Georgia. So if you want to be a guest or consider to be a guest, go to GeorgiaBusinessRadio.com.
Thank you, Rich. And Leslie, remind our listeners how they can find out more about yourself, concealed carry, or actually purchase one of your products.
Yes, please. Just go online at concealed carry, and carry is spelled C-A-R-R-I-E .com, and you'll find all the information you need.
Oh, very
you need
good.
To get Carrie Underwood. That would be, there's your sponsor.
Concealed there. Carry Underwood.
There's your celebrity right there.
Yeah, very good. Well, just remind our listeners, too, that there is a new girl in town with the introduction of concealed carry. The market for women's firearms accessories and concealed carry options will never be the same. So stick around, Leslie. We're going to talk to our next guest here. His name is Patrick Kuhlman. He is COO of Medivex, and he has served as senior director at Medtronic in their $2.3 billion cardiovascular division. In addition, he has served in marketing, market development, and sales leadership positions at Boston Scientific, Baxter, Johnson & Johnson, and four startup medical device companies, two of which have had successful liquidity events in combined valuation of $220 million. He is also the author of the book, The Inventor's Guide for Medical Technology, and it's listed on Amazon. Mr. Kuhlman has been a featured speaker and presenter globally on topics related to medical technology and innovation. Welcome to the Georgia Business Radio Show, Mr. Kuhlman.
Good morning, Ryan. Right. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So you've written a book.
I have. You know, it was an extraordinary experience. It took about a year to do it, but it was a lot of fun.
What was the impetus behind that?
You know, I formerly was in private practice in the med tech space with a firm that I established by the name of CG3 Consulting. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I serviced a lot of physician inventors who didn't have entrepreneurial experience. And so over time, I kind of thought it would be helpful to them to have a basic idea of what they needed to know, because they were very good at the healing arts, but not very good at medicine. And so I started writing a few pages of general information, and it turned into about an 80-page book. And it's just a good little handbook, and it's been very popular.
And you can find that on Amazon if you're. And who's the book specifically designed for?
It's really for the first-time entrepreneur, and actually it's 19 chapters, and all but two chapters would apply to any business. But it's mostly designed and focused to the first-time medtech, biotech, or pharma startup person.
Well, good. So that's a kind of a reference material, maybe a little bit of a story or help guide to continuing their entrepreneurial journey. So
absolutely.
Very good. So let's talk about Medivex and how long you've been working there, and what are you guys doing for the community?
Well, I've been there since the beginning in 2013 when the company was established. Mm-hmm. We took the company public in December 19th of 2014, traded on NASDAQ. And just having the time of my life. This is a very exciting startup with an outstanding world-class board of directors, and management team. So I'm really pleased to be a part of it.
Well, what exactly do you do at Medivac?
You know, I'm the president, chief operating officer. So I report to the CEO of the company, mm-hmm. and I'm really managed a cross-functional staff of different people in regulatory, design, manufacturing, all the different areas within medical technology. We operate in a world that's highly regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. Mm-hmm. And, of course, being publicly traded, we have to operate by a lot of the SEC rules as well. So it does make a little bit of a challenge, but it's a lot of fun, and we're just doing some great things.
That's interesting. A medical device company regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. I'm not seeing the connection there.
Not at all. But
what do you have to do with food? What does it have to do with drugs? You guys are making products that help people get better, right?
Well, absolutely. Well, medical devices are regulated by them as well. Yeah. So, but they want to make sure that it's safe and effective, mm-hmm. in the treatment of patients. So,
okay. And I see the latest and greatest innovation for Medivac is the Streamline 4 suspension system. How does that work?
Yeah, it's a Streamline IV suspension system.
IV.
And it's a company.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so Roman numeral 4.
We really have two parts of the business right now. One is safe patient handling, and the other is in the area of osteoarthritis or back pain. And I can go to that in just a minute.
Okay.
But Streamline IV suspension system actually was a company that we acquired out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And it was a product designed by two young college kids who were hospital transporters. Now, in the United States, an average hospital moves a patient from one point to another about 40,000 times in a year. Hmm. And so patients up in the ICU have to go down for an MRI or a CAT scan or an X-ray or some kind of test, and they need to be transported from their room down to that location and then brought back. Mm-hmm. And many of these patients are being treated with drugs, and they're being administered by what we call IV infusion pumps. Mm-hmm. These are small square boxes that our listeners may have actually seen if they visited a patient in a hospital or they've been a patient themselves. And these boxes are very, they're somewhat heavy, and they're top heavy on traditional IV poles. So those poles can tip over, they can injure patients, they can injure providers. So it's really problematic in efficiently and safely transporting these patients from point A to point B in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So these two young inventors, Sam and Peter Blankenship, they're actually employees of the company now that we acquired the company, came up with the idea because they were hospital transporters, and they saw the problems in managing the patient equipment in transporting patients from point A to point B. An ingenious idea. It's a modified and very robust IV pole that connects to any bed, and on command of the nurse or the primary caregiver, they can step down on the pedal, and it lifts the wheels off the floor, and the pole itself is attached to the bed, of course, and all the weight is on the bed.
Okay.
So now the nurse or the transporter can simply place their hands on the bed and push the patient down the hallway, mm-hmm. without having to have a left hand on a pole, a right hand on a bed, and try to balance them together.
Yeah.
So it's just an ingenious idea. It's very easy to get on and off of elevators. It's wildly popular with nurses. When they see it, they go crazy, mm-hmm. because they know it's a significant unmet need that's being solved.
Yeah, they're right there on the front lines of transporting these patients within the hospital, and they know each little thing that can make their job easier, you know, makes them happier. So this sounds like a product that every hospital could use.
Well, absolutely. And the other thing that's really important to remember is that the third leading cause of death in America is medical errors. Hospitals can be hazardous places to be.
Yeah.
In fact, medical errors kill more people than handguns and car accidents combined. That's how big of an issue it is. So what we help to do is to make, through the Streamline IV suspension system, is to make the workplace for nurses safer and also for patients. We've actually had nurses that have come to us in confidence saying, we actually had a patient death because an IV pole tipped over on a patient in a bed.
Man.
And struck them in the head. And
this is something that should have been solved long ago.
Absolutely.
That should never happen.
Absolutely.
And that sounds like just accidents waiting to happen in the hospital.
It
can easily be avoided if you just put a plan together like the Streamline IV suspension system. So, so how are you getting your word out to the hospitals to let them know this product's available?
That's
a
great question. I was just going to go there. We're really pleased that on May 1st, we signed a marketing agreement with a company called Hillrom. And your listeners may not be very much aware of them, but they're the largest manufacturer and marketer of hospital beds in the world.
So we have
an exclusive agreement with them. So they have 200 reps on the street right now telling our story in 5,700 hospitals in the United States.
So when they're selling new beds, they're also telling folks about the Streamline IV suspension system.
Absolutely. So it's a great win-win leverage, co-leveraging arrangement with Hillrom. So we couldn't be could not be happier.
I think that's a great partnership because, you know, the hospitals may not know this is an option for them. And if they're looking to purchase new beds, this is something that it would go hand in hand with that. So that totally makes sense. So what are some of the other challenges that hospital caregivers are finding in transporting patients around the hospital?
You know, that's a great question. The other is has to do with the effective use of manpower in the hospital, because a hospital transport can take up to 4 nurses or transport persons to accomplish, and that's a waste, a real big waste of personnel. The average cost per transport per person is $32, actually $31.71 to be exact. But if you take that times 4, you can see the dollars run up times 40,000 transports. It can be very expensive. And so it's a very inefficient way of doing it. Pulling a nurse off of another patient's care to help a transporter move a patient.
So personnel management or time management would be another issue or another challenge that you're trying to overcome. But that doesn't seem like there's a product that's going to solve that. That's just more of really diving into, you know, how to do it more efficiently and kind of time management, like you said.
Well, absolutely, and that's the beauty of what has been invented with a streamlined IV suspension system is it attaches to the bed, it clamps on in a clamp position, and our listeners can visit us on YouTube and see about a 60-second video of how it works by going to Streamline Safe. Just do that search on YouTube, or going to our website at medovex.com. Under products, you'll see a short video, but it attaches to the bed, and then once the wheels lift off, there's no need to hold on to the IV pole when you push the bed. It moves in concert with the bed, and that saves all the other people having to put their hands on the bed to get the patient down the hallway.
That makes sense. And a person may have more than one IV going at a time. They may have their saline solution, their medication, pain medication, or whatever they may have. So you need something sturdy and efficient to dispense that IV, and it sounds like the Streamline IV suspension system is doing that. Are there any other products that Medovex is offering to some of these hospitals out there?
Well, the Streamline IV suspension system is commercially available and FDA cleared, so we have it for sale in the United States. We're also developing 6 extension products to it, so the portfolio on the Streamline side is going to grow significantly in the near future. On the other side, we're developing our first product internally called the Denervix device or system, and this is a system used to treat chronic lower back pain.
Okay.
The second leading cause of disability in America is chronic
back pain. Everybody's had it or will get it.
Exactly right. Correct. And so in your spine, you have many joints referred to as the facet joint and the facet joint over time may cause pain that currently is treated in temporary type of methods that don't last very long. And so we actually partnered with a physician out of Florida who came up with an idea to create a method of treating these patients where it's much longer lasting in pain relief. And so what it uses a technology called radio frequency ablation. It's a fancy word for we're taking an electrode or a piece of metal on the end of a pistol grip type of device, which rotates at about 45 RPMs. It's placed through the skin on the back onto the facet joint. And it heats up.
Oh, man.
And so it destroys the tissue on the joint and the nerve endings, which are kind of the telephone lines to the brain to carry the pain signal, so to speak. And it lightly scrapes away the tissue capsule on the joint. And it sounds a little bit
a little bit
unnerving, no pun intended here. But it really does resolve the patient's pain significantly. And more importantly, over a long period of time, because chronic back pain usually doesn't get better.
No,
these are patients that keep coming back and back and being retreated.
And to treat the chronic back pain can be very evasive in some cases, where you have to go through major surgery and major rehabilitation after that. And so it sounds like this device you guys are coming to market with can be something that can fix it, you know, safely and effectively, and a lower cost as well.
Absolutely, it does. It's a fraction of like a spinal fixation procedure where they put screws and plates in the back. Mm-hmm. Which is very expensive. And with our device, you could probably be back on the golf course in 5 or 6 days after the treatment. So it's very quick, and we believe to be long-lasting. So that is a significant part of the future of the business. We're really excited about that.
Oh, very good. Well, we're talking with Patrick Kuhlman. He's president and COO of Medovex. You can find out more information about them at medovex.com. And what else is on the horizon for Medovex? Any other products you're working on or things you're looking to the future for?
Well, you know, we're looking at a number of technologies that we think will further enhance the areas that we've already established in osteoarthritis and safe patient handling. So those are the first two kind of categories that we built within the company. Mm-hmm. But we're looking at a number of other technologies that we think will show great promise and that we think will deliver some significant value to our shareholders in the future.
Well, very good. And you guys, like you mentioned, are publicly traded or on NASDAQ. So if someone's interested in getting involved on that level, they can. And you're based here in Atlanta. But you guys have representatives all over. You mentioned you're out of Minneapolis, right?
So that's
people working on your behalf all over the country.
Absolutely. You know, the world is virtual and is flat. So it's changing and very exciting. So we look for the best talent and members of our management team, mm-hmm. Wherever they reside, and to bring them together to build what we think will be an exciting company.
Well, what's your day-to-day operations like? What are you doing on a daily basis? Are you kind of just overseeing it all? Are you traveling a lot? Are you in that development team looking at these new products? What do you got your hands on a day-to-day basis?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I've already had two one-hour conference calls this morning before coming here. So I manage a cross-functional team of about 10 different people mm-hmm. in different areas, regulatory, clinical, R&D, manufacturing, so on and so forth. And then I also oversee the Streamline business, as well as the Dynervix device that we're in development for. And then I also work with our VP of New Business Development in looking for new technologies that we can acquire, bring into the company. So it's a lot of fun. Again, as you mentioned, we're on NASDAQ under MDVX. That's mm-hmm. Mary David Victor X-Ray. Mm-hmm. And you can see us at medivx.com.
And you are you working on another book or anything like that?
You know, I don't have time to do that right now. My practice is really kind of on mothballs right now. I just don't have time to attend to it. But it's a lot of fun. I'm having a great time in what I do.
And we mentioned in your bio earlier that you're also a featured speaker at places. Any speaking engagements coming up?
No. Again, because of the workload here, I'm just staying focused on this. But I had a fun when I was in practice speaking in Europe, Canada, and the U.S. Mm-hmm. as well.
Do you guys go to trade shows or spend any time at conventions?
Yes, we have a very aggressive and exciting trade show strategy in Europe as well as in the United States. We recently, the Streamline Group had a trade show exhibit at the National Training Institute. It's a critical care nurses meeting last May, and so it was a very good show for us. We were just down the aisle from Hillrom, our marketing partner, and so we're very excited about how that relationship is growing.
No, and I mentioned before we went to air how I work with the corporate side of Business Radio X, and we do trade show where we come out, we set up a radio booth at the trade show.
Wonderful.
We conduct interviews right there on the trade show floor with past successful, happy clients or interviews with future clients, and just a great way to connect using the radio method out there. So we got some exciting trade shows I'll be attending in September. Looking forward to that. And so if you ever have any interest with that, let us know. We can make that happen. So
is that your invite to go to the New Zealand trade show?
Yeah.
With Pastor
I want to go to Europe. Yeah, right.
Well, anywhere.
Exactly.
Cartersville, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, sure. We'll do that too, right? A little less expensive to go to Cartersville. But,
yeah, I'm thinking Italy or, Sweden.
No, but doesn't it sound like an exciting time with the medical device community? I mean, aren't these guys just doing some unique and different things out there? They're helping people get better.
Well, just listening to, I was working on some social media and tweeting and getting the word out about what's going on in the show here live. But I was listening in as well, and it's like one of those things that we've all had family members or people in the hospital, and you see them juggling all that. And how long did it take for us to connect the dots and figure out there's a better way?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, we're actually moving patients around today, like we did in 1958.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't really, except the equipment has gotten to be a much bigger burden, but the infrastructure to hold equipment hasn't kept up.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing that we solve, and that's why we're so excited about the Streamline IV suspension system as our initial product into the market commercially.
Well, there's so much business to be had and money to be made by just putting components like that together or rethinking something that's been done. I mean, I was reading a book recently, and they listed about 10 of the top 10 scenarios similar to this, like, I don't know, where there was ice cream forever, but there was no way to carry ice cream. Some guy invented the ice cream cone, right? It seems so obvious, right? And then finally, how many years, eons, and centuries did we move from point A to point B carrying big trunks on ocean liners, right? And then that's how we moved everything. It took three or four people to carry your luggage. And it wasn't until just in our lifetime somebody put wheels on the luggage. Yeah. Right?
Right. It was probably some smart kid growing up somewhere.
Exactly. Said, I'm not carrying that. Yeah.
It was his part-time job, and he said, I'm going to make this easier on myself.
Yeah. But kudos to y'all. I mean, it's just like it is one of those we call the BFO. Blinding flash of the obvious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. In fact, many times nurses will look at it when they demonstrate it and they have the aha moment.
Yeah.
And they'll say, I wish I would have thought of that.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they just all fall over themselves when they see it.
And it's a great business to be in because there's hospitals in every little community around the world, every big city, multiple hospitals. So there's not a shortage of places to put these IV streamlined systems in.
Right. Yeah, there's over 100,000 ICU beds in the United States in 5,700 hospitals. This is a significant market for us, and that's what we're really excited about.
Well, very good. Well, hopefully you can come back on the show and tell us some more in the future about some success stories, or if you have a new product you'd like to come to market, please come back and revisit us. But remind our listeners how they can find out more information about yourself or Medovex.
Well, you can contact us at medovex.com, M-E-D like in David, O-V like in Victor, EX.com, and you can see our technologies there, our management team, all of our SEC information. Please reach out if we can help you in any way or answer any questions. We'd love to do it.
Very good. And I see you're also on Facebook and Twitter, so you can find them there if you prefer to connect on a social media platform. I imagine you're on LinkedIn as well if somebody wants to reach out to you there and kind of get to know you as the president and CEO hat and ask you a few questions. Please reach out to Patrick Kuhlman. I spell K-U-L-L-M-A-N-N, and you can find him on LinkedIn. So thank you so much for joining us, Patrick.
Thank you.
And I look forward to having you back in the studio here real soon. But let's kind of take our business hats off here for a moment and ask a few questions. And so when you're not out there changing the world for medical devices and you're not at work, what do you like to do to relax or take your mind off things?
Well, you know what? About a year ago, we acquired some recreational property over in Wisconsin. I live in Minneapolis, and I was just sharing with Leslie before we came into the show here, we have a lot of commonality. And Ryan, you and I have some common ground, too. I spent some time in the military. My wife was, I met her in the military. My daughter's an Army captain, and my son-in-law is an infantry officer. And I'm also a fan of carry conceal as well, under Minnesota law, of course. But I think it's a really exciting what she's doing with her business, because I know that there hasn't been much in the choices that women have had to be able to carry their firearms.
So you like to go to your farm in Wisconsin?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I like to shoot. I got a little range outdoors, which is kind of fun. You know, got to keep the bears and the deer in line. But anyway, so I keep busy with that. That's a lot of fun.
Good. I had my first trip to Minnesota earlier this year in February. I went dog sledding in northern Minnesota, Ely, Minnesota.
Oh.
And I was out in the boundary waters for 8 days and experienced 40 below temperatures.
Yes.
And believe it or not, we didn't sleep in tents. We slept right there on the ice in these sleeping bags, and I was warm.
Yep.
I mean, sweating during the day. These dogs keep you busy.
Yep.
But I had a great time working with a team of dogs. It was actually a veterans trip, so it was about 12 other veterans all through the Outward Bound school. So it was a wonderful experience. Really enjoyed Minnesota. I like to go back when there's not so much snow and ice on the ground, though.
Yeah, right now is the best time to be. You know, between Memorial Day and Labor Day are the best times to be up there.
Yeah, but, beautiful country, nice people up there. Everybody was very friendly and just seemed like a great place.
Hopefully
I'll get to go back there soon. So let's turn our attention back to Leslie here for a moment. So when you're not designing pocketbooks or you're not out there changing the world of women's fashion, what do you like to do in your time off?
Well, it's not dog sledding in Minnesota, I can tell you that.
Just think what you're missing, Leslie.
Yeah, right.
Recently, Tom and I, my husband and I, sold our home here in Atlanta, and we live full-time up on Lake Lanier now.
Wow.
Our children are all grown and either graduated or almost graduated from college. So we spend our time up there. I get up in the mornings, take the dogs for a nice long run, and get back to business. And that's pretty much our lifestyle.
It's like a semi-vacation.
Semi-retired, but we never stopped working.
No, but that must be beautiful living
it's
on the lake.
It's a great atmosphere, great view. Much better view from my office now than I had before.
Right. And I imagine you have a boat and you're out there doing things on
that a lot. We have two boats. We have Mama's boat, as we call it, which is a pontoon boat, a floating living room.
Yep.
And then Tom has his center console's because he likes to go out and fish.
Nice. Well, that sounds like a great life and a great way to kind of unwind on a regular basis. Because, you know, so many of us get caught up in our day-to-day work life and we don't take time to ourselves. And we find ourselves working day after day, week after week. And then the stress, the pressure of it all, you know, kind of takes us down a little bit. We need to take more time to ourselves so we can be out there serving the business community on a more regular basis.
Especially if you're an entrepreneur like you were talking. I mean, I don't have to tell you, you're working 7 days, 365, holidays, weekends, nights, trade shows.
Yep.
It's hard to turn it off.
It is. Mm-hmm. Right? And if you could just do a little bit each and every day to kind of ground yourself, center yourself, you can stay more engaged longer and help business grow in a, on a more faster pace. So that's great. And we certainly do encourage people to go out there and visit Leslie's website, concealedcarry.com, to learn more about her products or how you can become a distributor even.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
That'd be great. Yep. So on also go to Sharpshooters up there in Roswell if you want to get some training or if you're a first-time shooter and you kind of want to get familiar with the shooting experience, it's a great place. We have five-star customer service up there, and I can speak firsthand about that. We are better than any other range in town. So
I hear the owners are great, too.
They will do anything for you if you just show up and visit Sharpshooters USA there in Roswell. And also, my voice is on the voicemail over there, too. So if you call and don't get an answer, like after hours, you'll hear my voice. So please do call. Sometimes I call just to listen, Rich.
I'm thinking about calling now after hours. I got to wait till after hours or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get Rich up there to come shooting with me one of these days. I think it'd be a great outing for the Buckhead Business Radio X studio crew.
Well, I don't know if my bicycle goes that far or whatever. Yeah. I need to put some more air in my tires. Yeah.
Right.
I have a couple of questions. Follow
up. Yeah, go ahead.
Just a second. For Leslie, I'm sure you've gotten this question before. But any inroads like Shark Tank, I think you're a perfect candidate for Shark Tank. Yes or yes?
As a matter of fact, I flew down to Miami earlier this year to audition.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Which was so interesting. You should have seen the people standing in
really?
Line.
So you're waiting for a callback or what's the process? Well, I understand they take a percentage, potentially some of the producers take a percentage right off the top.
5%.
Wow. Even before you get to the show or if there's
right.
any guarantee.
So if you take a deal, for example, if you see some of those people on there who say, okay, I'll give 45% of my company away. Or
they just gave away 50.
They just gave away 50. So wow. that's just, you know, yeah. something to know. But yes, you line up, people get in line before the sun comes up. I think they hand out little wristbands. You go in there, they give you 30 seconds to pitch. And then you get the, you know, don't call us, we'll call you type of scenario.
So the phone may or may not ring, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it was fun. It was interesting.
And I was on social media. I think we have the official word from as a celebrity, but unfortunately I Googled the wrong name. It's Carrie Firewood is going to be on board. I didn't get Carrie Underwood.
No, sorry.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
But for Pat, so how much traveling do you do across the markets? Are you pretty much stay home based in Minnesota?
Oh, no. This is the second time this week I've been in Atlanta. So
oh, wow.
I'm only a few miles away from Platinum on Delta. So we do a lot of still face-to-face, and even in a world where we've got enhanced communications, it's still a lot of eyeball-to-eyeball with either customers or vendors, or I meet with my staff frequently here in Atlanta. We have two locations in Atlanta, by the way.
Okay.
We've outgrown our original
where are those located?
Right on Hardy Avenue here in Atlanta. And then we've got an office we're just opening now in Alpharetta. So we're growing very nicely.
Yeah, Alpharetta is a great place to do business. It's recently ranked number one to start a business and number seven to open a restaurant in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
And big in the medical space, from what I understand. There's a lot of medical IT companies based in Alpharetta. And I live in Sandy Springs, just around the corner here from Buckhead. And what I heard is, was it 6 out of every 10 hospital beds are based right there? They call Pill Hill in Sandy Springs area.
Yeah. The baby factory is over there at Northside Hospital.
A lot of interesting and useless and useful trivia we always like to share here. So
very good. Well, it's been a great episode of Georgia Business Radio. Before we get out, I do want to say one thing. Happy birthday to my mom. Today's her birthday. I know she's at home listening, or she better be, but she's always been my biggest supporter and always been there for me. So I just want to wish her a wonderful and happy birthday, and I'll see you later for dinner tonight.
And what's her name?
Janice Rose.
Janice, we're not going to sing. saying, but everybody say happy birthday to Janice. Happy birthday, Janice.
Happy birthday, Janice.
Oh, thank you so much. You're too kind. And so, again, Georgia Business Radio, if your company is doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page at georgiabusinessradio.com and pitch us your story. Thank you to Rich Casanova. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I am Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We'll see you on the radio.